Music here by the Wendy Wu Band, and they have concerts this week and next along the Front Range. I recently asked Wendy Wu, her name is spelled W-O-O, about the origin of her name. Her parents are of Filipino, Irish, and Chinese descent, with rather long last names. Wendy said that as an excitable teenager, she had a friend who often responded by saying, Woo-woo! And this stuck as Wendy's nickname, and she then took Wu as her last name. I kid you not. Speaking of names, what about her latest album? It's called Austerity. I asked her, why Austerity?
Our album before this one was called Luxury. The concept was luxury and the fear of losing the luxury that we have. So Austerity came 4 years later. We did it differently, whereas we did Luxury at a big studio in Denver. We did Austerity at home in our basements. So it was very simple. On some of the past CDs, we did big photo shoots. On this one, the cover is taken with a cell phone. And the concept is how we've changed over the years due to the recession and the change of the economy and how we're struggling more and how we're just simplifying. Austerity was also the number one Googled word in 2010.
Really?
And so we thought that was interesting.
We're talking with Wendy Wu of the Wendy Wu Band. And Wendy, could we take a listen to a short part of a song called Another September from your latest album, Austerity? You wrote both the lyrics and the music, and it features the viola in a big way. And I want to ask you about that, but let's hear it first.
Okay, great. Thank you.
So there's the viola in the spotlight in the mix, and here's the question, are there particular moments you deliberately use certain less often heard instruments, and why?
You know, the viola kind of says what it has to say, and then comes in the lyrics, which is kind of a story, and then it just pauses. It's kind of a call and response between voice and viola.
So what do you think the viola is doing for the song emotionally?
You know, stringed instruments are interesting. There's no frets, so it can be very sad because you slide into your notes. It gives a little bit of character and a little bit of dimension,
I think. To the human voice.
Yeah. You know, the problem with the viola is it lays in there around where the voice, the guitar, and the bass are. So you have to be careful that you don't compete with the frequencies of those instruments. So that's kind of why you kind of come in and out with it.
I guess this is not an uncommon question, but what comes first, the lyrics or the music? Is it always the same for each song or no?
It's always different. Always different. Like the first song stuck in my head.
That's the name of the song.
Mitch came over with a beautiful piano piece.
Sorry for the things that I have done to you. I never meant to bring it all.
It was so beautiful and moving to me that I just sat down and wrote the lyrics. The lyrics just came to me because the music just spoke to me that way. So I guess in that case, the music came first, but the lyrics came quickly. But it's always different. I really enjoy co-writing with people. It's nice to get new inspiration from other people.
Uh-huh.
So other people will bring me their music or their lyrics.
Uh-huh. So you just do the whatever half is needed at the time.
Yeah, I always call it the wrap it up part of the project.
Well, actually, Wendy, we have to wrap it up. Singer Wendy Wu of the Wendy Wu Band, thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, before you go, please introduce that one song.
The song Where Have You Been was written and performed by Robin Hoke, who plays in the band. I asked her to write that song to sing at my wedding. And she wrote the song so quickly. It was one of the angel songs. It was written with her muse, I believe, because it says, where have you been? I've been looking for you my whole life. And it was perfect for me because I had given up on thinking I was ever going to find any kind of true love in my life. When I got into this relationship, it was like, there you are. There you are.
Sometimes life is funny and it takes you where you never thought you'd be. Cloudy days turn sunny when I realize that you belong to me. And now your face is all I seem to see. They say that all the best things come for free. Every day you make my dreams come true.